What'd you call his name?
But they don't want to be.
Oh, I know his name.
They want to heat food.
The heat pad. What do you call it? Heat water on it. Probably be the.
Oh, you're talking about a hot plate, right?
Yeah, hot plate. That's
okay.
Right.
What about an electric frying pan? Have you ever used one of those?
Yeah, electric frying pan.
Are you familiar with the microwave oven? What are they used for?
Well, you can put the food in there and cook it 10 to 15 minutes of the microwave oven, put it in there.
All right, is there a coin-operated self-service laundry in the neighborhood?
You put the money in it, you wash the clothes.
Is there one in your neighborhood?
Yeah.
What do you call that?
Call it the laundry.
All right. Now, what's this thing where you keep your dirty clothes, got a lid on it?
Dirty clothes basket.
All right, what's this thing what you get stuff up off the floor with?
Mop.
No, you suck trash up off the floor with it.
Oh, vacuum cleaner.
And what's the thing that you keep inside the vacuum cleaner to pick, to collect?
Exact.
Have you seen those machines some people have at home for reducing the bulk of garbage or trash?
Yeah, they call that the Doc Reed had one minute ago. What do you call it? Trash freezer.
All right. Now, would you distinguish between a large garbage can and a large garbage bin?
Well, a garbage bin, the big old truck had to pick it up. The garbage can, the men on the garbage truck pick it up, and they got a big truck to pick that bin up, pull it back in, you know, and then set it back down.
All right, now, have you ever seen those big trash containers behind stores?
Yeah.
What are they called?
Call that trash bin.
Now, what does the word undertaker mean to you?
Not people involved, people, dead folk, what kind of things y'all.
What's a hearse?
It's your hall of the dead ends.
What's a mausoleum?
Mausoleum?
Uh-huh, it referring to a cemetery. Have you ever heard that term?
No.
It's those buildings like they have out there in those cemeteries.
Oh,
you got another name for them?
The vault.
Okay. Now, are cigarettes ever called anything else?
Yeah, they call them cigarettes, stumps.
What?
Butts.
Now they got another name for them, cancer weed.
Yeah, cancer weed.
Uh-huh. Okay, this is a room designed to receive sunlight. It's closed in, but you get a lot of sunlight in it.
It's a glass house.
All right, this is an informal room in the house for relaxation, television viewing, and other recreational activities.
Then.
A room with a toilet and a sink, but no bath or shower.
That's dressing room.
What kinds of stoves, furnaces, and other heating equipment have you had in your house or houses?
Well, I had a coal stove, gas stove, old wooden stove, you know.
What was in the wooden stove? How did that work?
Well, it just had a place there, you put your wood in the fire and grease in it, and, you know, heat your stove, put your bread in the stove. You see, you ain't never seen the old.
Yeah, I've seen it.
Quiet stove.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
All right. How is the heat circulated in your house in the winter?
Well, I got a floor furnace.
Now, in air-conditioned houses, the same equipment used in the summer?
Yeah.
Okay. Have you seen houses with three or more rooms arranged in a line?
Mm-hmm.
What kind of house do you call those?
They call them tenant houses.
When all the doors are open, you can look in the front door and see out the back. What kind of house you call that?
Shotgun.
What do you call a house with two separate rooms connected by a roof that covers an open area between the rooms?
Hall.